The mental status exam. In essence, the mental status exam involves the systematic observation of an individual's behavior. This type of observation occurs when any one person interacts with another, all of us, clinicians and non-clinicians alike, perform daily pseudo-mental status exams. The trick for clinicians is to organize their observations of other people in a way that gives them sufficient information to determine whether a psychological disorder might be present. Nelson and Barlow, 1981. Mental status exams can be structured and detailed. Wing, Cooper, and Sartorius, 1974, but mostly they are performed relatively quickly by experienced clinicians in the course of interviewing or observing a patient. The exam covers five categories. 1. Appearance and behavior. The clinician notes any overt physical behaviors, such as Frank's leg twitch, as well as the individual's dress, general appearance, posture, and facial expression. For example, slow and effortful motor behavior, sometimes referred to as psychomotor retardation, may indicate severe depression. 2. Thought processes. When clinicians listen to a patient talk, they're getting a good